Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called The Value of a Journey. That is a trip, to actually take a trip. Once there was a great tzaddik named the Mezritcher Magid. He was the main student of the Baal Shem Tov. His name was Rebbe Dov Baer, and he had a good friend with whom he studied Torah. His friend was also a chassid, a Yirah Shamayim. He really had fear of heaven, of Hashem, and of course he was very careful of the mitzvahs. Eventually, they went their separate ways. The friend entered the world of business. He became a businessman, and he was Yirah Shamayim just before, like before, very careful of the mitzvahs, learned a lot of Torah, davened very carefully, and Mr. Shemagid, of course, became the leading Hasidic Rebbe of those days. Now, the friend had a store, and his wife took care of the store and other businesses that he was involved in, so that he could be involved all the time in learning Torah, davening, and doing mitzvahs. But there was a few times a year when this friend of the Mezritcher Magid would have to change what he usually did, because he would have to go and buy things for his business at the big businessman's fair in Leipzig. Any businessman who wanted to buy merchandise, different things for his business, had to travel to this fair in order to stock up on the things that he would sell. Not like today, where you could have anything shipped to you by shipping company, Amazon, UPS, post office. You could have anything sent to you. But in those days, it wasn't like that. If you wanted to buy something, you had to go usually and buy it yourself. And for his business, although his wife could take care of the business every day, every week, but a few times a year, he had to leave his learning of Torah and his long time everyday davening, and he had to go and buy things for his business. It wasn't really the right thing for his wife to go on a business trip. She was very tznius, very modest, and she was very careful of the mitzvahs also and davening, and it wasn't very safe in those days for a woman to travel by herself. And therefore, the chassid would have to go by himself with a big wagon to go to the fair and to buy the things that he needed for his business. When he would bring home the things that he bought, his wife would take care of the rest of the business, and he would go back to his usual schedule of learning Torah and davening at great length. A long while passed, and this Jew again met up with his friend, the Mezritcher Magid, who of course now was the Rebbe of Chassidim. He actually wasn't only the biggest, the most important Rebbe of the time, but I think that he was really the only Chassidic Rebbe, just like the Mezritcher, just like the Baal Shem Tov was really the only Chassidic Rebbe. I think that the Mezritcher Magid also was the only Chassidic Rebbe, and only when his students took over, when he passed away, he was Mistalik and his students took over, then there became many, many different rabbis. Now, they met together, and while they were together, the Mezritcher Magid's friend was surprised to see how long it took the Mezritcher Magid to daven. He was taking much longer to daven than when they were younger. And since he was a close friend of the Mezritcher Magid, he asked him, what's the meaning of this long, long time davening? I also davened with all the special kavanas of the holy Arizal, and I even spent time thinking about the davening before I even start. But my davening doesn't take nearly as long as yours. Wouldn't it be better, he asked the Mezritcher Magid, if he spent less time davening and more time learning Torah? The Mezritcher Magid did not answer right away, Rather, he began to tell his friend a muscle, a story. He said as follows. He said, you know, when you go to the businessman's fair, it's a long trip, and the whole time you're traveling there and you're traveling back, you don't really have an opportunity to study Torah. So therefore, said the Maggid, why do you have to waste so much time on such a trip? Wouldn't it be better to sit at home, think to yourself that you are traveling to such and such place, and that soon you will be at the fair in Leipzig, and so you continue in your mind the whole journey to the fair. You think about how you would arrive there and what things you'll buy, and then you think about how you would travel home. This way, said the Mizrachi Maggid, you'll be able to finish the whole journey in a few hours instead of wasting several weeks. If so, why should you travel there at all? Wouldn't it be better just to think about it? Imagine you're traveling to Leipzig. Consider every detail as if you're actually doing it and buying things and so forth. And you'll save all that time for studying Torah. The Maggid's friend laughed. What a silly suggestion, he said. And he told the Maggid, it doesn't make any sense. How will it help me if I think about traveling to Leipzig to buy things for my business? I need to actually buy the items. I have to really buy all those things for my business. I can't just think about it. I have to actually travel and actually buy the things. When the Maggid heard this answer, he said, the same thing is with my davening. We have to have the merchandise. We have to actually experience the davening. It's not enough to just think about it and have good intention to really daven. We really need to, so to speak, travel to each place in our davening to really experience all the different levels of godliness, to really think about what it means to serve Hashem, and that takes a lot of time. And so the chassid, the friend of the Mizrachi Maggid, understood that there's davening and there's davening. There's davening in which we just think about how it would be so good to be close to Hashem. And there's davening when we really, really are. We really are close to Hashem. And such davening usually takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. The same thing is when it comes to helping another Jew come close to Torah mitzvah. We can't just think about doing it. We can't just imagine how important it would be and how it would go. We have to actually get up and travel and go and meet this particular Jew or these particular Jews and work together with them or to work together with that person and help them come closer to Torah mitzvahs. That's the way that we can actually influence them. We can't just imagine doing mitzvahs. We can't just imagine helping a Jew come close to Torah mitzvahs. We have to actually get up and go and do it. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.